Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to all the newcomers that just came on. If you missed yesterday's introduction, last night's introduction, I'm happy to share it again. Just private message me and I'll send it to you. Today is the first official of the 40-day challenge. Yesterday was just the intro, and the title is called Second Chances, which is really what this whole chat is about. Because just to backtrack and give you a little of the history, the 40-day challenge is based on what happened in Jewish history. On Shavuos Arba Tammuz, which is the fast day, the 17th of the Hebrew month of Tammuz, that was the day that Moshe descended from Har Sinai. He's got the tablets with the Ten Commandments in his hands, only to find the Jewish people worshiping the golden calf. Terrible moment in Jewish history. He breaks the tablets and stays in the camp for 40 days. God then invites him back up. What's 40 days from the 17th of Tammuz? That's today, my friends, Rosh Chodesh Elul. 40 days later, God invites Moshe for a second chance back up to Har Sinai. And Moshe, of course, spends another 40 days and 40 nights in Har Sinai getting the Torah again, bringing down the Torah then 40 days later. What is 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul? Where is this chat going to take us from today until Yom Kippur? The day that Moses comes down with the second set of tablets is the day of Yom Kippur. So this is really all Jewish history. And it's all of Jewish philosophy that Hashem never gives up on us. We always have an opportunity to be reconnected with Hashem even after we mess up. And that happens in life, but there's a second chance. And that's what the shofar is for. In fact, one of the things that we do every day, we're going to be starting it tomorrow on the second day of the challenge and of Rosh Chodesh. We're going to hear the shofar sounded. And that shofar was sounded when the Jewish people, when Moshe was told to come back up to get the second set of luchot as a preventative so the Jewish people wouldn't relapse into the first mistake that they made. And this is a very, very important fundamental theme in Judaism. And that's what this whole month of Elul is about. I mentioned in the chapter that the month has everything to do with Hamelech Basadeh. The king is in the field, right? We have this tradition from the great Hasidic master, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, who used the metaphor of a king whose usual place is in the palace. And anyone who wants to see the king has to first travel to the palace, go through all the gates, and be meticulously prepared. But there are times when the king leaves the palace, comes out to the field, makes himself more accessible. And that, of course, is the month of Elul. God leaves his palace, and he's more accessible. And it's easy for us to be connected to Hashem and to be given a second chance for all the mistakes, problems, and sins that we may have committed during the course of the year. Mentioned last night, and I'm going to try to do this each and every day, to give you a little snippet, a little insight from the new book that I'm coming out with called The Jewish Experience. It's going to be released after Labor Day. It's going to be a launch party at MJE on Wednesday, September 10th. You're all invited to come. But here's a connection that I mentioned in the new book, The Jewish Experience, and has to do with the Moda'ani. How do we begin our morning every day? We say, thank you, God, for returning the soul that you placed within us. Right, we begin every day by acknowledging that Hashem has belief in us. We say at the end of the Modani, Shechazarta binishmati rabba menatecha, that you have returned my soul to me. Great is your faithfulness. Now, we don't say great is our faith in you, Hashem. We usually speak about our faith in God. But when we wake up in the morning, we actually speak about God's faith in us. Why does Hashem, how do we know God has faith in us in the morning? Because he woke us up. And we know that life is purposeful. Every moment, every second on earth, Hashem gives us as an opportunity to add something, to do something, to fulfill and reach our potential. So if Hashem gets us up in the morning, it's because he believes that we are capable of achieving and reaching our potential. So the Moda'ani, really, if you think about it, every morning is a second chance. It's not just a continuation from the previous day with all the mistakes and problems that I had. No, it's a new day with new opportunities, a second chance. The other thing I wanted to mention that's also in the book that has to do with prayer. And one of the philosophical questions that I raise in the chapter on prayer in the new book called The Jewish Experience is, how do we have the chutzpah to pray if God has a certain reality? And then we come to God and we say, I know I'm making $100,000 at work, but I'd like to make $150,000. It's a little of a chutzpah request if you think about it, because if Hashem ordained for you to make 100K, then who am I to say the reality should be different? I should get 150K. And Rav Yosef Albo, I quote in the book, says, because when you pray, you transform yourself and you become someone else. And when you become someone else, God now looks at you as someone else. There's wilds before he prayed and there's wilds post the prayer. And therefore, I'm not asking God to change the reality. The reality is the reality. I'm asking, I'm changing myself. And because I change myself, my reality changes. And that is, again, how we give each other, how we give ourselves really another chance in life. We get this other chance because we can recreate ourselves. Just like the Jewish people messed up with the sin of the golden calf, broke this first set of luchot of the tablets, Moshe came down, was given a chance for a second. And I quoted in the book also a beautiful quote from Rav Nachman of Breslov, that if you believe in things breaking, then you can believe in things fixing. And that's what we're doing during the 40 days. And that's what we're doing really every moment of our lives, constantly repairing and fixing, becoming better, because God always gives second chances.